Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, one of the great words of the New Testament that we use so often to describe our relationship to each other inside the body of Christ is one that perhaps we take for granted. It's used so often in the Bible. And I want to read about two verses for you and see if you don't pick up on the word that's common to each of these verses. And that's the word that we're going to look at today. In Colossians 4, in verse 7, Paul says, "All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a fellow and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord." In Colossians 4:9, just two verses later, Paul says, "With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here." Notice that in both of these passages, Paul speaks of people being a brother. Now, the kind of relationship he has in mind is a brother in the Lord. He's talking about the family aspect of the church and that we inside the church are brethren one to another. You are probably very familiar with the fact that in the New Testament, the word brother is from the word adelphos. And we often talk about the combination of the word phileo and adelphos, and we get our word Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Just about everybody that I've know that knows anything of language knows those word combinations, and so we know the word adelphos is the word that means brother. And when that word was originally used, it often had relationship and mostly had the idea of a physical relationship, the blood bond that people share as being a part of the same parentage. But as people went through time, they started taking that word and applying it to relationships that were like the relationships that blood brothers have with each other. And so in the Bible, it indicates a very special relationship that people have in the Lord. They become members of the body of Christ. They hear the gospel. They believe it, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They repent of their sins. They confess the name of Jesus before men. They're baptized. And when they do that, two people who come up out of the watery grave of baptism now share a bond unlike any other upon the face of the earth. And they are now brethren one to another. They are brothers to each other, brothers, sister in Christ. And so it indicates a very special relationship in the Lord. And I want to bring out a few points about this word brother and what it indicates to us who are members of the body of Christ. For example, if I am able to say to you, or you are able to say to me, "Now that's my brother in Christ." To call someone a brother, first of all, means we have the same parentage. We have the same father. Because if I am your brother, it means we come from the same parents. Now, notice we belong to the same person. Again, we talk about the obedience to the gospel and the same standard of obeying the gospel, the hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized. And James 1:18 and other passages talks about how that of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. We become the sons of God. We share in common now God the Father. He is our Father. And so just like we would be blood brothers and we would be the brothers to each other of the same Father, now spiritually speaking we have the same Father because we're brothers in Christ. That's what that word indicates. Also notice that the word brother indicates that we're family. There's certainly something to the familial aspect of the church that's presented in the Bible. In 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15, Paul says, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth." Notice he calls it the house of God, and there is the family aspect of the church. We are brothers one of another. We're a part of the family that belongs to God, as we often sing, part of that family of God. That's what we are. We're family now, bonded together by the blood of Jesus Christ. And listen, that bond is stronger and should be than any other bond upon the face of the earth. Along with that, it indicates that there is a uniqueness to that relationship. We share with each other because of that. There's a closeness, a special relationship that exists on behalf of our being brothers. Again, we go back to passages like 2 Peter 1:1. We share a like precious faith. Even in Jude 3, it speaks of the common salvation. And I know that Jude writes there about earnestly contending for the faith, which is his primary point. But he also had picked up the pen to write to them of the common salvation. It was all needful for him to do that. So the common salvation and the like precious faith, it indicates a bond that's unlike any other. Listen, we share the same faith now, those of us who are brothers in Christ, because we have the same principle that motivates and drives us every day of our life. We have the same goals, the same aspiration. Now we're trying to make it to heaven together. We have the same trials and temptations. We all know what it is like now to try to live above sin and be persecuted by the world for the sake of righteousness. We know what that's like. And when we spend so much time in common with people we have so much in common with, it ought to be the case, I think the Bible presents, that our brothers in Christ, our brothers and sisters, become our network of best friends upon this earth. That's the way the Bible presents the idea of brethren. But I'll tell you also what it means. It means that we also, as brothers, look forward to the same inheritance. If we are brothers one of another, it means that the inheritance that we're looking forward to is the same. But perhaps I say it because I know sometimes people think they're in competition with brethren to try to beat their brother to heaven. We're not competing with each other. We're trying to help each other get to heaven. We go back to the scriptures that show us how that when a brother is weary and heavy laden, he's to be able to lean upon his brother in Christ for help. I'm helping you get to heaven inasmuch as you're helping me get to heaven. That's what it means to be a brother. So the next time you're reading the Bible and you read where Paul calls someone a brother, and we know that by virtue of their relationship, we have that same relationship, don't take that for granted. It means a lot to be a brother. That's our word for today, brother. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.